The Negro seemed quite resigned and blew out a new cloud of blue smoke that enveloped him and the old man and the little cards. Then he said to himself,
I wonder who lift them nuts. Probably that floorwalk hisself.
A policeman summoned the old man up to the desk in the center of the room, where a sergeant was seated. The patrolman who had arrested him was standing there.
What's your name?
The sergeant asked the old man.
Claude Robichaud,
he answered and put his little cards on the desk before the sergeant. The sergeant looked over the cards and said,
Patrolman Mancuso here says you resisted arrest and called him a communist.
I didn't mean it,
the old man said sadly, noticing how fiercely the sergeant was handling the little cards.
Mancuso says you says all policemen are communists.
Ooh-wee,
the Negro said across the room.
Will you shut up, Jones?
The sergeant called out.
Okay,
Jones answered.
I'll get to you next.
Say, I didn't call nobody no communist,
Jones said.
I've been framed by that flow-walking Woolsworth. I don't even like cashews.
Shut your mouth up.
Okay,
Jones said brightly and blew a great thundercloud of smoke.
I didn't mean anything I said,
Mr. Robichaud told the sergeant.
I just got nervous. I got carried away. This policeman was trying to arrest a poor boy waiting for his mama by Holmes.
What?
The sergeant turned to the wan little policeman.
What were you trying to do?
He wasn't a boy, Mancuso said. He was a big fat man dressed funny. He looked like a suspicious character. I was just trying to make a routine check and he started to resist. To tell you the truth, he looked like a big privert.
A pervert, huh?
The sergeant asked greedily.
Yes,
Mancuso said with new confidence.
A great big privert.
How big?
The biggest I ever saw in my whole life,
Mancuso said, stretching his arms as if he were describing a fishing catch. The sergeant's eyes shone.
The first thing I spotted was this green hunting cap he was wearing.
Jones listened in attentive detachment somewhere within his cloud.
Well, what happened, Mancuso? How come he's not standing here before me?
He got away. This woman came out the store and got everything mixed up, and she and him run around the corner into the quarter.
Oh, two quarter characters,
the sergeant said, suddenly enlightened.
No, sir,
the old man interrupted.
She was really his mama. A nice, pretty lady. I seen them downtown before. This policeman frightened her.